139 and verse number 14. Psalm 139, 14. I got a couple object lessons here during the course of the lesson this evening. Brother Andrew, you just be on standby. I think I'll use you for them. And that's nothing dangerous or anything. All right. We as real Christians love true science. We love true science. We're not the least bit fearful of it. We're not afraid of theories or hypotheses that seem to be anti-Christian or anti-biblical. We love true science. Why? Because true science gives us just another reason to praise the Lord, to praise our God, to praise our Creator. We are warned in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. He says, watch out. Don't let anybody spoil you. In the book of 1 Timothy in chapter number 5 and verse 20, Paul said this to Timothy. He said, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called. I don't know what the oppositions were back then, but there were some scientific oppositions to Christianity or the Bible back in the days of Timothy. And Paul warned Timothy, don't be rattled by these. I know, for instance, they thought there was 1,000 stars. Ptolemy, the scientist of Bible days, thought there was 1,028 stars. And then they increased the number to 1,056 in Christ's day. But the Bible says the stars are as the sands of the sea that cannot be numbered. And today there's 110 trillion stars that we know of per person on Earth. All right, so there was an opposition to Christianity with some false science in Timothy's day. That there was only 1,000 stars when the Bible said it was as the sands of the sea. The Bible says the earth was round. Isaiah 40, verse 22, the Bible says the earth is round. Back then they thought the earth was flat. And so there were oppositions of science falsely so called. And it's the same thing true with creation. We have a theory we battle today called the theory of evolution. It's not a very good theory. It shouldn't even be called a hypothesis, really, if you're going to use a true sense of the word. It shouldn't even be called a hypothesis. But I want to look tonight on the subject of the miracle of the human body. The miracle of the human body. And we're having a little science emphasis over there for a month just to help build up people's faith. It says here in Psalm 139 and verse 14, I will praise thee. Why? What's the rest of the verse say? For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. He gave the credit to God for the human body, and that my soul knoweth right well. He said, I will praise thee. One of the reasons we should praise the Lord is because you and I are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are amazing miracles, every one of us. By the end of this night, I think you'll agree with me. We have just a little 2 pages of notes here on the human body. Keep in mind, Gray's Book of Anatomy is about that thick. When they study anatomy, it's about that thick. And all we got is 2 sheets of paper in front of us here about the human body. But this is amazing stuff. Now, David said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and he probably hardly knew any of this stuff that I'm going to bring out tonight. He would have praised the Lord even more, I think, if he'd have known some of the facts. And I want you to consider these things and take them personal tonight and realize that you are a miracle. The human body is a miracle. Let's get going here. It says an adult human has 26 vertebrae. A child has 33. Vertebrae at the top and bottom fuse together as the child grows, reducing the number to 26. Well, that's something. There are approximately 9,000 taste buds on your tongue. The taste buds, by the way, are made brand new every 2 weeks. You get 9,000 new taste buds every 2 weeks. Pretty glad about that, I imagine. The human body contains about 26 feet of intestine. The small intestine is 21 feet long, and the large intestine is about 5 feet long. And sometimes we wonder why we're so tired. Well, we got a lot of work going on inside of us. Andrew, grab the end of this thing. I want to show you the length of the small intestine. And you go down there for a little ways. And we're going to stop at 21 feet right here. The small intestine in your body is that long. It's all right in here. If you took it up and wrapped it all over the place, it'd be 21 and then pull it out, 21 feet long. Then you got to add another 5 feet for the large intestine. Whoops, this is a 25-footer. So you need another foot. Okay? That's your digestive system. Whenever you eat something, whether it's good food or junk food, it's got to go through all that. That's a lot of work. That's why I want to encourage you to fast. Let it go. Let it go. Give your stomach a break once in a while, and your intestines a break. They're always working. And that's quite a fascinating digestive system. The body of an adult contains about 60,000 miles of blood vessels. Strung together, they would circle the earth about 2.5 times. So if you took all the blood vessels out of your body and stretched them out, they would go around this earth at the equator 2.5 times, just in one human body, the number of blood vessels that you have. It's very significant because the Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. An adult heart pumps nearly 4,000 gallons of blood each day, almost 1.5 million gallons a year. The heart is an involuntary muscle. It's about the size of your fist. It's an involuntary muscle that it just keeps beating and beating and beating and beating and beating. And it pumps 4,000 gallons of blood every single day. Sometimes you hear people complain when they're older about their heart wearing out. It's amazing it lasted that long. Eye muscles are the busiest in the body. Your eye muscles are estimated to move more than 100,000 times a day. No wonder mine are always tired. 100,000 times a day, your eye muscles. Your lungs contain about 1,500 miles of airways. Your lungs. Laid out, they would cover half the distance across the United States. The lungs also contain 300 million air sacs called alveoli. Every minute you breathe in 13 pints of air. That's 2,340 gallons of air each day that you breathe in. You are likely to shed 40 pounds of skin in a lifetime. At peak performance, your nose can tell the difference between 4,000 to 10,000 smells. That's quite an invention, isn't it? People really try to think, how does smell work? Unlike other body cells, brain cells cannot regenerate. Once brain cells are damaged, they are not replaced. This is why it's very important that we avoid drugs, we avoid alcohol, because your brain cells cannot regenerate themselves. We need to take care of our brain. When a person gets a hangover, they have actually poisoned the cells of their brain. They have saturated the cells of their brain with toxic chemicals. And we'll see in a minute how that works. Nerve signals travel at speeds of more than 100 meters per second. Now that's moving. That's farther than a football field. In fact, that's the end of both end zones in 1 second. That's how fast nerve signals travel through your body. The human brain is made up of about 80% water. Look at number 15. The average weight of the male brain is 3.2 pounds. Now try to explain this. You've got a brain that's made up of gray matter. It's 3.2 pounds. 80% of that is water. And yet you can recollect things from 40 years ago. Could you make something that's 3.2 pounds, 80% water that would have such memory? That could memorize scripture, memorize facts, remember events in your life from 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Isn't that pretty fascinating? 80% water, 3.2 pounds. And yet, you've just been putting information into it all of your life, and it keeps just retaining that information. I can't explain that. I just kind of agree with David when he said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Number 14, the optic nerve responsible for connecting the brain to the eye has approximately 1.2 million nerve fibers. That's quite a wiring job. 1.2 million nerves right here to this eyeball. 1.2 million nerves wired to this eyeball. That's 2.4 million nerves from the eyeball, the optic nerve going to the brain. And eyesight is just fascinating. You know, they can't explain the eyeball. I know I've shared this, I think, before, but I actually heard a theory by an evolutionist once. He was as serious as a heart attack. But his theory was that a freckle got agitated by light, decided it wasn't going to take it anymore, started to change. And that's the best they could do. Somehow, in all that changing from a freckle being agitated by it, I've got a few freckles, but I've never seen any of them try and change. Some of you got some freckles, too. Never seen any of them start trying to change into an eyeball or something. So I'm not going to take it anymore. Well, there's another answer. I'll read one that Solomon said in Proverbs 20 and verse number 12. He said these words, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them." All right? So, you know, just ask an evolutionist sometime about the eyeball, the existence, and how'd they end up right here anyway, you know? I thought it was just one freckle that got agitated. It should be like right here. Or maybe it's some other part of your body. We end up with two of them, looking right out here with peripheral vision, all that kind of stuff, and an iris that gets bigger and shuts and so on and so forth, kind of like a camera, let light in and out. I think we're fearfully and wonderfully made. A nerve cell can transmit 1,000 nerve pulses each second. 1,000 in a second. I need you again, Andrew, just a second here. I got to post it right here. You can't see it. It's 3x3, so that's 9 square inches. Right here. We're going to cut off 1 square inch for this next point, just so you can see what we're talking about here. We're going to have Andrew stick this to his forehead and face the crowd. See if it'll stick. All right. While you're looking at Andrew's forehead, I'll read this. In 1 square inch of skin, there are 4 yards of nerve fibers, 1,300 nerve cells, 100 sweat glands, 3 million cells, and 3 yards of blood vessels. In that 1x1 square inch of skin. Now, if I or you looked at his square inch of skin, or mine, you would say, I don't see any blood vessels there. But you split his head open right there, and you will see a whole lot of blood coming out of there. And that's just 1 square inch of the body. All right, thank you, Andrew. Number 18. Except for your brain cells, 50 million of the cells in your body will have died and been replaced with others, all while you have been reading this sentence. 50 million. Just died and replaced themselves while we were reading that sentence. Research has shown over 500 liver functions. The liver is often called the body's chemical factory. In fact, the Babylonians used to worship the liver because of that. They thought that that was the source of life instead of the heart. You can read that in Ezekiel 21:21. There are nearly 45 miles of nerves running through your body. Again, if you stretched out all the nerves in your body, it would go from here to Batavia. All the nerves in your body. Nerve messages travel as electrical impulses at speeds up to 248 miles per hour. There is an estimated 1 billion nerve cells in the human brain. 1 billion. The human heart beats approximately 40 million times per year. That's about 3 billion times in an average life. And people sometimes complain about their heart later in life, after it's beat for 3 billion times, and never thank God once for a beat. It's human nature, isn't it? Never thank the good Lord for the beats of our heart, but boy, then when something goes wrong about it, how could this happen to me? Well, it's been beaten for 3 billion times in a life of about 70 years. That's pretty fascinating. That's what you call an involuntary muscle, the heart. It means you don't have to control it. It just takes care of itself. Voluntary muscle would be, you know, if a guy was going to punch somebody and he knew exactly what he was going to do, and his muscles worked in a voluntary way with him. An involuntary muscle is just one that the good Lord keeps going. Amen. 3 billion times in an average life. Over half the bones in your body are located in your hands and feet. There are 68 bones in your feet. That's quite a design. I mean, have you ever seen some of the things people do with their feet? You ever see these gymnasts and acrobats and so on and so forth, and how they've mastered the use of their feet? It's fascinating. The human body contains about 700 million air sacs in your body, so you are full of air. Now, 300 million of those are in the lungs. We just read that under number 7, but there's 400 million other air sacs in your body. This is quite a design. An adult human body contains 5 to 6 quarts of blood. An infant has about 1 quart. About 2/3 of the human body is water. 80% of the brain, but about 2/3 of the body is water. Each cell in your body has an estimated 6 to 8 feet of DNA. That's genetic material. Look this way just for a moment. These are 2 tablespoons. We know how much they can figure out how much DNA there is in a cell. And then they can multiply the approximate number of cells in the body, which is in the trillions. And as a result, you could take 2 tablespoons like this. And if it was possible to get all the DNA out of your body, you could put all the DNA in your body in these 2 tablespoons. It is so complex and so thin that if you begin to pull it out in a string, the DNA from these 2 spoons would go to the moon and back 5,000 times in your body. 5,000 times. That's how long it would take for you to keep pulling out the DNA if you could get all the DNA out of your body. Now, of course, Darwin didn't know that. He thought the simple cell was like protoplasm. DNA wasn't discovered till 1953. He began his work 100 years earlier. I am sure that if he knew the complexity of the human cell, he would not have even thought up such a thing as the theory of evolution. That's a lot of DNA, and that's complex. It's complex stuff. There is no such thing as a simple cell. There's no such thing. They say there is, but there isn't. The average lifespan for a stomach cell is 2 days. That's probably good the way we eat. Your body is always making new ones every 2 days. Brain cells can live a lifetime. They never replace themselves. Sometimes they can be amazing. I have a grandma who's going to be 100 in November. She'll turn 100, and her mind is as clear as a crystal. It's amazing that a brain can last a lifetime and never regenerate one single cell in it. Capillaries, tiny blood cells, are so small that red blood cells can only travel through them in single file. Research indicates that babies in the womb can learn and recognize sounds. Well, we didn't need that research. That's in the Bible. Luke chapter 1, verse 41 says, the babe inside of Elizabeth's womb leaped when she met Mary, who was pregnant with Jesus. When we touch something, it sends a message to our brain at approximately 124 miles per hour. Next page, the aorta is the largest artery in the body. Its diameter is about the size of a garden hose. The femur, or the thigh bone, is the largest bone in the human body. The brain can produce natural stimulants that cause people to experience feelings of euphoria. Now, with that in mind, I want to encourage you to keep your thought life right. Amen? God gives us themes for thought in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. He says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things would be of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. He says, love the Lord thy God with all your mind. Do you understand that by keeping your mind and your thought life right with God, you can help yourself physically? You can actually help your health physically if you keep your mind right and not fill up your mind with all kinds of stuff. We get a lot of young people today depressed because they're just watching wrong kind of movies, listening to wrong kind of music, playing wrong kind of video games, and then they wonder why they're not happy. You got to take care of your mind. The Bible says so. God is good to tell us these things. The liver is the largest gland and the second largest organ in the body. The surface area of the lungs is almost about the same size as a tennis court. Now, if any of you are tennis players, look at a tennis court. If you took all the surface area in your lungs, spread it all out, cover a tennis court. And remember all the 300 million airways, too, that are in the lungs. I don't know about you, but it's hard as I go through these things to even fathom this evolving by chance or natural selection. Sounds pretty like intelligent design to me. Research has shown that happy, optimistic people live longer than pessimists. It's not always true, but there's truth to that. It's based on Bible. In Proverbs 18 and verse 14, it says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? If you'll try to have a happy spirit, and even when you're in the midst of infirmity, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. In other words, being optimistic will sustain you through your infirmities or weaknesses or sicknesses. So be happy. The Bible is a book written for our happiness, amongst other things. There are more red blood cells in the human body than any other type of cell. That's good to know. Leviticus 17:11 says the life of the flesh is in the blood. All of the organs and muscles inside the body rely on nerve impulses to function, and those come from the brain. The nervous system is the master controlling system of your body. The central nervous system consists of the brain, the spinal cord, and the body's nerve network. It's quite a wiring system. We'll get to that in a little bit. I wonder who wired that one. The purpose of your muscles is to move your body. The human body has over 600 muscles, which accounts for approximately 40% of your body weight. In your lifetime, your digestive system will handle about 50 tons of food, about 4 pounds a day. Have any digestive problems? That's a lot of work. 50 tons of food, your digestive system. And we showed you how long it is. It's going to handle in a lifetime. It's amazing it works so well. I don't think we should complain. We should be thankful. We read in our theme verse tonight that he said, I will praise the Lord. And one of the things that should propel us to praise the Lord is because we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And we know more about it today than ever before. Your kidneys have about 1 million structures that filter out liquids and waste. Your skin surface is replaced once a month. The average male adult sweats approximately 2 liters per day. It takes the interaction of 72 different muscles to produce human speech. How about that? The interaction of 72 muscles just to talk. And it seems like everybody talks pretty well. Did you ever hear someone singing? Somebody can sing really well, isn't that nice? Man, woman, bunch of ladies, whatever, sing really nice, isn't that nice? And all of them take 72 different muscles just to speak. Your skull is made up of 22 different bones. Your eyes are always the same size from birth, but your nose and ears never stop growing. You are born with 300 bones. When you get to be an adult, you'll have 206. I don't know why. Some fuse together. Every human being spent about 1/2 hour as a single cell. All right? Every human being spent about 1/2 hour as a single cell. There are about 45 miles of nerves in the skin of a human being. Human blood travels 60,000 miles per day on its journey through the body. During a 24-hour period, the average human will breathe approximately 23,000 times. How many times did you breathe today? About 23,000. That's a lot of breath. I'm glad God didn't take a minute off. Isn't that something? Let me read you a verse out of the Bible in Daniel chapter number 5 and verse 23, it says, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, thou hast not glorified. It says that our breath is in the hand of God, and he gives us 23,000 a day. Now, what if God took his eye off of us for about a minute? I mean, just try to hold your breath for a minute. Or two, or three. Aren't you glad he doesn't forget about you? The reason you're breathing right now is because God gives you breath. There's other verses in the Bible that say that. 23,000 a day. What's God done for me lately? Some people have that attitude. A fetus acquires fingerprints at the age of 3 months. An individual red blood cell takes about 60 seconds to travel through the entire body. The average human body contains 10 gallons of water. The left lung is smaller than the right lung to make room for the heart. The skin has a surface area of about 25 square feet. A sneeze can travel at speeds of over 100 miles per hour. You use an average of 43 muscles for a frown. You use an average of 17 muscles to smile. The tooth is the only part of the human body that cannot repair itself. The nose cleans, warms, and humidifies over 500 cubic feet of air per day. That's over 13 million cubic feet in a lifetime. That's a lot of air through your little nostrils. One guy got looking at the hair in his nose one time, and he invented the furnace filter based on what he saw. True story. When men started inventing furnaces, you know, the air, forced air furnace, put the air filter in there. They got better ones now, but he started looking at the human nose and he said, that was a good pattern right there. True story. The jet engine is based upon the observation of the human nose. I forgot the name of the effect, but you can feel the same effect when you go down to in the city on a windy day and the air, when it's compressed between buildings, speeds up. I just inflated my lung just like that. Because God made the naval passage to take air in and just in the same effect as a jet engine to push the air out. That's all that's happening when you're up in the air flying on a plane. You just got a bunch of air being pushed through those engines and condensed. That idea came from the human nose. That's pretty fascinating. Your eyelids blink about 4.2 million times per year. That's about 12 times per minute when you're awake, your eyelids blink. You don't even have to think about it. God just made it that way. 4.2 million times a year, your eyelids blink. Now, if you want to just do an experiment, just take your eyelids like this and just open them up for about a minute and don't blink and see how you feel after a minute. You'll thank the Lord for your eyelids, I'll tell you. Your lungs take in between 6 to 10 million breaths per year, depending on work or exercise considerations. Your lungs take in 6 to 10 million breaths per year. 1/4 of all the muscles in your body, about 150 of them, are in your face and neck. 1/4 of all the muscles in your body, your face and neck. Isn't it somehow we can communicate with our face? You can say all kinds of things with your faces without ever saying a word. And God made it so. You kind of get to the end of this. There's two responses. You know, somebody says, when do we get out of here? When is this over? The other response is you want to just fall on your knees and worship God and praise God and say like David, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Tonight I talked about the wonderful part. Just scratched the surface. Some of the wonderful things. In closing, turn over to Acts chapter 17. Acts 17. The children are coming up shortly here. While you're turning there, there's another word David used. He said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. We talked about how wonderful we are made by God. You know, none of us has to go out and say, dear God, show me a sign. Dear God, show me a miracle. All you got to do is look in the mirror because you are a miracle. You're a miracle. The largest cell in the human body is the female ovum. The smallest cell in the human body is the male sperm. For those of you that have ever studied human reproduction, the fact that you exist is a 1 out of 1 million chance. Because if it had been another cell, that had fertilized the ovum, besides yours, you would not have existed. Every person in this room is a one in approximately 1 million chance that God gave you the privilege of existing. And with that in mind, in Acts 17, it says this in verse 25. Neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Verse number 28. For in him we live and move, and I want you to notice this expression, and have our being. That is synonymous with saying we exist because God allowed us to exist. God directed that conception of life. Just that you exist, you are a one out of a million chance that you even have the privilege of living because of God. In him we live and move, mobility, and exist, have our being. Well, the last thing to consider tonight is it doesn't say, just as we've looked all night, it says we're wonderfully made, but it also says, finally, we're fearfully made. As complex as we are, brethren, sisters, a lot of things can go wrong in a hurry. I just did a funeral Saturday. 37-year-old died of a grand mal seizure. 37. Aneurysms, heart attacks, strokes, accidents. A lot of things can go wrong in a hurry. One of our young men had a burst appendix last week. He's okay. 23 years of age. No, didn't expect that. My wife had emergency gallbladder surgery. 25 years of age. We didn't expect that. We went to the doctor and said, my wife's sick. The doctor said, she is. Take her straight to the hospital. And he immediately put her in surgery. She spent 2 weeks in a hospital. She had pancreatitis, enough gallstones to make a necklace. They said another day she'd have been dead. We got to her just in time. We are fearfully made. Your body can't take the impact of a drunk driver hitting you on the way home tonight. We're fearfully made. You need to be ready to meet the Lord at all ages. Because where we're going after this life, we're going to be there for a very, very long time. We're going to take tonight's Bible study and just praise the Lord like it says we ought to. I will praise. Have you ever praised the Lord? I heard one time that 80% of people, now this is an old statistic, 80% of teenagers were surveyed. They didn't like the way they looked. Boy, if they just understand, every one of them, they're a miracle. That just to be able to exist is a miracle. And all these other things. And this is not crazy anatomy tonight. This is just 2 pages of notes. Grey's Anatomy is not a TV show either. It's a book they study in the medical field. You're privileged with life. You're maintained by God. And we ought to praise Him. We ought to just praise Him. I mean, just once in your life, maybe go through this list, just once, say, Lord, I've been blinking for 4.2 million times a year all my life. I've never thanked you for that. But I'm sure glad that's working. Because it'd be an awful uncomfortable life if it wasn't. And make sure you're saved. Make sure you're safe, because we are fearfully made and something could happen. I remember one of my neighbors one time was so concerned about her husband. His health was beginning to deteriorate. They were senior citizens, and she was like his nurse. Everybody in the family was concerned about him. They went to bed one night. While he was sleeping, he felt his wife jerk, just like that. That morning, he couldn't wake her, and she was the healthy one. I did her funeral. Died in her sleep. Where are you going to go when you die? You're going to go and meet the Lord? Trust Christ tonight as your Savior. He's the only way to heaven. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. It's not church. It's not religion. It's not your good works. It's Jesus Christ who died on the cross for your sins. Shed his blood to wash them all of your way. He is the creator God who's done all this to let us exist so we could praise him, worship him, serve him. Just to bow our heads for a word of prayer.